the Episcopal Church is one step closer to confirming its first openly gay bishop. Gene Robinson won the approval of his parishioners last June in New Hampshire. He won the approval of one of the church's top governing bodies yesterday in Minnesota. And today, the church's House of Bishops takes a vote that could split the church. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports from Minneapolis.
Just before 10 a.m. yesterday, hundreds of Episcopal clergy and laypeople filed quietly into the Minneapolis Convention Center and settled into their plastic seats to celebrate a historic Sunday service. As they worshipped, the atmosphere grew electric. They knew that something big was about to happen. They would soon vote on whether to confirm the first openly gay bishop in any mainline Christian denomination. It's an issue that has much of the worldwide Anglican community horrified, especially those from conservative churches in Africa and South America. And in his sermon yesterday, Bishop Josiah E. Ferone of Nigeria warned against taking this radical step. When the American Episcopal Church sneezes, he said, the rest of the world is sent reeling.
And I want to plead that you don't sneeze too much. Because should you sneeze, we all catch a very bad cold.
The audience listened politely, clapped nicely, and braced themselves for a bitter theological fight. At 3 p.m., the House of Deputies, more than 800 laypeople and priests, gathered in an enormous meeting room. As the time to debate began, scores of deputies literally ran to two microphones, queuing up to argue for or against confirming Gene Robinson. Alternating between the pro and con arguments, the debate was sometimes emotional, always pointed.
My opposition is based upon Holy Scripture. Nowhere in Scripture is homosexuality affirmed.
Homosexuality is not a sin, but rather is a gift from God, consistent with the Word of God.
My parishioners are not homophobes. They are not bigots. They are good people, most of whom do not understand why we are having this conversation in the first place. And I don't have a clue what I will tell them.
We need Gene Robinson to incarnate the fact that God calls all people into leadership, and New Hampshire has told us that he is the man for the job.
Finally, the debate ended. The deputies split into groups representing the 108 dioceses and began their peculiar process of voting. Moments later, the verdict was read.
In the lay order, there are 63 yes votes and 32 no votes and 13 divided votes. The measure carries in the lay order.
The deputies sensed they had made church history, since many believe that the House of Bishops, which votes later today, will also endorse the bishop-elect. Some deputies hugged and cried for joy. Some looked stricken. David Anderson, the head of the Conservative American Anglican Council, said the church could be heading towards schism, not just because of Robinson, but also because the General Convention may consider creating a liturgy to bless same-sex unions.
Either same-sex blessing approval or the approval of Canon Gene Robinson, we consider to be a fatal bullet, either one. In one sense, if he's passed, the fatal bullet has been fired.
For his part, Gene Robinson says that schism is the last thing he wants. Indeed, he believes his election will draw new people who want to be part of a church that is inclusive. He said he believes God is doing a new thing in the world when it comes to relationships, and the church is following God's call.
I happen to believe that this is of the Spirit. I have brothers and sisters in Christ who believe quite the opposite. And someday we'll find out, because I believe that someday we'll all be in heaven. So we might as well practice getting along now.
With that, Robinson invited his daughter and his longtime partner onto the podium, posed with them for pictures, and then left to prepare himself for the vote in the House of Bishops. That vote takes place later this afternoon. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Minneapolis.